come and just touch you. Something's happening, you know. I'm looking all over here. Pastor Kev, I know you've got testimonies as well. And just so many things that are happening. But let's quickly go down. You know, we're a few hours into 188 hours. And it's just amazing what's happening. Tando, let's quickly cross to you down in the prayer center. Tell me what's going on down there, Tando.
It has been absolutely stunning. The phones are ringing off the hook. There's so many people who are phoning to say they've given their lives to the Lord. I mean, we have people from Johannesburg. And let me tell you, one of the people said, I feel so free from what was tormenting me before I actually gave my life to the Lord. People from Western Cape, Richards Bay, Lagos, Nigeria, everywhere, all over the country. I mean, there was a Muslim family that was watching, a family from Nigeria. So that was absolutely stunning. There are people who are healed. They healed from all sorts of things, knee pains, arm pains that persisted over 3 years. There's Lucy who regained strength in her body. She says she was absolutely feeble and weak, and she regained strength today. There are people from Cape Town got healed from stomach pains. The testimonies are flooding in. Someone else in Johannesburg was contemplating suicide, but through the broadcast has regained really new life and has been delivered from that. So many people. Johannesburg, Vanessa says she's now walking properly after so long battling to walk. And there's Nini in Port Elizabeth right next door who says, I had been suffering from post-surgical pains that persisted for over 3 months, and today I finally was free. There are people experiencing God's presence in their homes. There are people in Durban, people in Johannesburg. There's another one, Sbu, who actually was filled with the Holy Ghost today and was able to speak in tongues for the first time. It is incredible.
Come on, Tando. Now, I know you got one special one to share with me there in a moment, but I'm just looking over here. You know, right now, hundreds of people have connected in this particular hour right now. People are commenting all over Kenya. Claudine from North India is watching right now. We've been picked up in India, Barona, Nigeria, Pretoria, Zambia, Swaziland, Durban, Newlands, East Durban, Lagos, Nigeria. I mean, it's just, there's just hundreds and hundreds of people. If you haven't told us where you're watching from, listen, if you haven't yet liked us on Facebook, you need to like us. MyFaith.tv. MyFaith.tv is the Facebook page. Please click that you like us. All right, we've already had a number of people added to that already tremendous number of people that like us, and we'd love to have you like what God is doing. And then stay tuned, keep watching, keep being connected. And I'm just looking here. Kunawani, Durban, Uganda, Namibia, Kenya, Mpumalanga, more from Malawi, South Africa, Uganda. I mean, it's just, there's just so many people all over that are watching. And then I look at the comments all over as well. Already tonight, hundreds and hundreds of comments. And if God has touched you in any one of the hours, please let us know. Please get those emails to us as well. All those email addresses are on the screen. So there's multiple ways for you to make contact with us. We would love to hear from you. Right down here in front of me, you can see over on this side over here is the UK. Right in the middle, the USA details. And over on this side, if you live on the African continent, there are the details for you. Facebook, Twitter, websites, email addresses, everything's there. Get connected with us, because God is doing something, and we want you to be set on fire over these 188 hours like never ever before. Now don't forget, our email addresses are all here as well. All right, so they asked me just to remind you about the email addresses. Don't forget, partner@myfaithtv.com. If you live on the African continent, if you're in America, anywhere in the USA, partner@myfaithusa.com. And then if you're anywhere in the United Kingdom, the British, Great British Isles, or anywhere in Europe, partner@myfaithuk.com. All right, that's the email address for you to email us and connect with us. Then, many people are saying, well, how do I become a partner? How do I connect into the vision of what God is doing right here with Faith Broadcasting Network? And let me tell you, we are growing continually around the world. It's absolutely amazing to see how many partners are continually connecting with us. But we want you to visit our website, all right? So if you're in South Africa, over on this side is the UK details. You can go to myfaithuk.com. If you're over in the USA, you can go to myfaithusa.com. And then over on this side, you've got South Africa and Africa, myfaithtv.com. When you click on the page, I want you to just see for a moment what happens. The page opens up, and then I want you to click on Partner Connect. And a form opens up like this. You can click on the form at any time. You can complete it. Let us know your details. And just go through that form, just connect with us, hit submit, and it'll come straight to our office. And you connect in the power of partnership with us. So there's ways to do it online. There's ways to do it via email, many different ways. God is growing the net. Pastor Kev, come up over here. I know you've got some testimonies off Facebook already. And isn't it amazing what God is doing, just bringing partners into the vision?
Absolutely, Pastor Andre. You know what? Facebook has come alive, and we've gotten so many messages of people. What I specifically loved earlier today was getting some messages from people where they said they've been so inspired by the preaching of the word that has come forth from this platform that they've actually gone out into the streets and started to go and run with the fire of God.
Wow.
That is amazing. You know, but I've got here Jane who says that my name is Jane, and she says that earlier today she had tremendous trouble with her knees. The pain has finally lifted and has subsided after years and years of pain.
Oh, come on, you can get more excited than that. That's the power of God.
Amen. There's also Akuzike who says that I've been a slave of fear for so long. But also she says after the preaching of the word, she says, I can testify I am no longer a slave to fear. Instead, my faith has been stirred up. There's also someone else here who says that I couldn't squat for years. My knees have been killing me, but now I can squat. Hallelujah. There's also someone else, Francis, right here, also from Nigeria, who said that I had tremendous pain since the day before, but after I've been watching Faith TV online, I received my healing. Now I am free in the name of Jesus. Also, here's another one. It seems like all of Nigeria is tuned in to Faith TV.
There's a fire burning in Nigeria.
Absolutely, Pastor Andre. There's a Richard who says that he's been having some tremendous stomach pain, and he said that as he was watching the broadcast, his stomach got healed of sharp pain, and even his overall health just feels different. He says that I feel the strength of God all over him. Hallelujah. You know
Hallelujah.
What, Pastor Andre, there's so many more testimonies, and I just want to again just say, please connect with us. Go to our Facebook page, My Faith TV. Send in your testimonies. Send in those praise reports. You know what, as Brother Ted said a little bit earlier, that he is believing, we are believing that every single one of your prayer requests will indeed become praise reports.
That's
during
right.
this time of
That's
faith
right.
on fire.
Woo! I'm ready. Come on. You know what? I'm thinking about it. There is a wave happening right now across the nations of the world, and you're a part with us. And I want to say thank you in advance for connecting to the vision. This is what I love about what we do, just being a vessel for God. Because as we take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the ends of the earth, we would not be able to do it without you, without your partnership, without your prayer, without your covenant of commitment to the vision. And so even as we carry on in this next hour, even as we go on into all that God has for us this whole week, stay connected. Stay in His presence. Keep the TV turned on. We asked the challenge on Facebook. How many of you will take up the challenge not to switch your TV off? That number is climbing. And we've asked the question, you need to go find the post and you need to commit and say, I'm going to keep my TV on. Besides that, they say it's better for a TV to stay on than switch off and switch on. Ask any technical person. They say, leave the TV on. It's healthier for the TV. But don't leave it on sports or bad news. Leave it on what Jesus is doing. But I want to encourage you and implore you more than anything. Get in a car. Get on a bus. Get on a plane. And come from all over the nations. Come and be a part of this live broadcast. We have a studio audience that is open. You can come in at any time. You can leave at any time. But you can come and be a part of what God is doing. How many of our studio audience are from another city? Come on. How many of our studio audience are from outside? Take a look at this. Come on. Give them a big God bless you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. People from all over just coming in to be a part. And I'm telling you, the power of God is just going to begin. It's going to be like a saturation. As we go through tonight into tomorrow, as we go into Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'm telling you the weight of the glory of God is just going to get heavier and heavier and heavier. And I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, we're going to see even greater and greater and greater things. Why? Because we've opened up a place that says, Lord, we're ready for anything you've got. You need to understand the commitment it takes to cancel all programmers. You got to understand what it takes to take the channel and say, Lord, nothing but your fire on this channel for these next 8 days. And you might be sitting there and say, well, I'm used to watching this program. Well, I'm glad. Just watch us right now. And just enjoy what God's doing. Because the Holy Spirit is going to come across into your life. And He's going to manifest His goodness in your life like never before. I want us to worship the Lord right now. I just feel the spirit of worship coming into the house. I want us to get ready for the words of God and what He's going to be saying to us through our speakers over these next few moments, over these few hours as we just continue in His presence. But I want to put one last challenge to every one of you at home. Don't spectate, participate. You know, as Jenny and I travel all over the world, when we climb back onto South African Airways, and let me just put in a quick promotion for South African Airways. No matter what anyone says, you're still the best airline in the world. I have flown airlines, and I want to tell you, South African Airways, we love you. We appreciate you because there's a sound on a South African Airways plane that there is on no other plane. And that's not the nuts and bolts falling loose. That sound is the sound of Africa. That sound is the sound of a heart of a people. There's nothing like climbing on an aeroplane. Welkom, Pastor. Molweni. There's nothing like the sound. And the pilot will make the announcement, on this plane we have 16 languages covered. And I thought to myself, isn't that Africa? Isn't that the sound? We're so diverse, but we're so unified. There's so many different people groups and ethnic groups and color groups and language groups, but we're one nation. Under God, who knows and loves the Lord with all our heart. And when we climb back on the plane and they welcome us by name, and the air hostesses just love the fact we're on the plane, to get to pray with us, to get to talk to us, and for them to know this is now the safest plane that they could ever be on. Because it's taking us on our mandate to what God has for us. I have no idea why I told you that. Of what I was saying, I have lost my train of thought. But you know what? The sound of worship from an African continent, all across Africa, all across the UK, all across America. It's not about you just sitting. I got my thought back. It's not about you just spectating. It's about you participating. It's about you coming into His presence with us. And that's why I ask you, crank up the TV and the volume. Let the volume be loud in your living room, your bedroom, whatever, and worship with us. We try and put all the words up on the screen, but if we move in a direction, they're scrambling to get the words. We just want to worship Him. Think of this as the biggest worship service in the world. Think of this as hundreds of thousands of people all across the nation just worshiping Him. This morning, just on TV, we had, I believe they said, over 350,000 people just watching us on TV, just in one area of Africa. One particular broadcast segment. We don't even know the numbers of the other because the signal's all over. Hundreds and thousands and millions of people. Connect with us. Let us know where you are and worship with us. So I invite you from your living room, whether you're in Cape Town or whether you're in Cairo, whether you're in London, Edinburgh, Scotland, Wales, anywhere in Holland, France, wherever you are in Russia, wherever you are in India, worship with us tonight. Worship with us today. If you're in the United States of America, anywhere on the East Coast, all the way across to the West Coast, come and worship.